Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so I want to talk about what happened at the school in Uvalde, Texas. We did not get accurate information from the people that we are supposed to rely on and trust during a tragedy. We're just now realizing that what we were told on day one and day two was very, very different on day three. Now, we all get that not all information is going to be readily available. In that case, officials should stick with what they actually do know. Now, there have been gaps in the narrative and the timeline. And it wasn't until a furious uproar and video from anguished parents from the minutes and hours after the gunman stormed that school that we started to see a different picture. A lot of questions started to be asked. Now, first, we were told there was gunfire from an engagement between the suspect and a school resource officer. Then we heard there was an encounter from a brave resource officer, but the gunman managed to get in the back door. Now we find out there was no resource officer at all at that school. The back door was unlocked, and he walked in unimpeded. So the killer went in, and then we are told within minutes, police arrived, and some cops went in and were shot at. Dozens of other law enforcement officials arrived on the scene. We are hearing over 100 of them. But nothing was done to stop the gunman in that classroom for an hour. An hour. Think about that. In a tragedy, a minute is an hour. An hour is an eternity. This is not what law enforcement is trained to do during an active shooting. When a killer has a high-capacity firearm, the carnage happens quickly. Now, here's what Art Acevedo, former police chief of Houston, Austin, and Miami, said. Charge. Don't wait. Run toward the threat and engage. He also said, we learned after Columbine and other mass shooting incidents that, yes, the carnage occurs quickly. Not engaging immediately is not an option, especially when shots are actively ringing out. On CNN last night, a Texas Department of Public Safety official said responding officers were cautious as they entered Robb Elementary School because, and they quote, they could have been shot. Again, think about that. One that flies in the face of everything we have been hearing is the proper response during an active shooter. And two, if that is the case and police cannot respond to a killer with a weapon so dangerous that allowing little kids to die to wait for backup is a better choice, then maybe we should not be selling such weapons to 18-year-olds in the first place. Maybe it's a weapon that should not be in anyone's hands if our law enforcement is not able to respond effectively. If the freedom to shoot up a target with these weapons supersedes our ability to neutralize a mass murderer, the weapon seems to be beyond our ability to control. Now there's some question about whether all those deaths happened in just one room. I saw some reports that say there could be four rooms with victims in it. Was the gunman shooting while the police were waiting? Were people bleeding to death while the police were waiting? We don't have all those answers yet. We must demand answers. For years, we've been told the good guy's with a gun, the solution to the bad guy with the gun. If that is no longer the case, we need to plan accordingly.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.